following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 as we'll move into the boys' game after the girls' game is finished. Coach, we're expecting a good one. This one was really close last time, I think. Maybe a one or a possession game anyway last time the Volunteers took on the Hanley Tigers at home. So expect that type of game, and obviously it's a lot tougher to play here in Roanoke.
Well, no question, and they're always strong here on their home floor. Hanley, very quick, very athletic, not much size as far as basketball size, but very athletic, and it'll be a typical Hanley basketball team. This should be a good one because both of these teams rely on their quickness and their athleticism, and I'm looking for a good defensive game from both sides as well.
We're going to transfer into that game right there on Classic Country 94.9.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation.
We welcome you here as a tip-off. The Hanley Tigers win the tip-off, and they have the basketball. That ball's tipped away, and it's last touch by a Volunteer here. Right now, a lot of pressure. Coach, you talked about their size. They got a good bit of a size advantage over the ball.
Well, over us they do, but not overly big. Cordon Patterson, maybe what, 6'2"?
Stegall with the basketball over to Dunson. Dunson, that ball stolen away by Kevin Cherry. Cherry up the court.
Well, we told you there'd be a lot of quickness going on, and but you can see that from both teams right
Runner
now.
Here by Soap Gibbons up, hits front rim, does not go. They're back on the move. That's Slaughter. Slaughter gets us in the air and lays it up and in. That's the first point. Slaughter listed at 6'2", 195. There's Boyd. Boyd's going to get shoved. He'll go to the line shooting two. That foul's on Elijah Stegall.
Well, on that last possession, Patterson got the rebound, hit Slaughter on the outlet pass, and you can see the Tigers want to run and had numbers back there on the other end.
Well, Damian misses the first free throw. 7:05 to go here in the opening period. Volunteers looking to get on the scoreboards. They trail 2-0 to the Hanley Tigers. And he makes the second. 2-1 here, 7:05 to go, and we're looking to trap on the inbound play. Almost have a steal. And it's off of Cherry's hands out of bounds.
Yeah, nice trap here in the backcourt. Hanley will retain possession.
Inbounding the ball, Slaughter. Slaughter gets it in, number four, at Stegall. Back to Slaughter. Slaughter, and we're going to get a foul call there. Let's see who that's on. Number 10, they're going to call that foul on Caden Glenn.
Volunteers really wanting the pressure.
Seemed like a little ticky-tacky foul there early in the game to me, but Coach Josh Giddens agrees.
Well, I think what they're trying to do is keep it from getting too physical early.
Tigers with the basketball. They look down low. The ball is loose, and Soap Gibbons comes out with it. There's a turnover for the Tigers. Balls with a chance to take a lead in this with this possession. Over to Cherry. Cherry pull up. 18-foot jumper. No good. Fight for the rebound. Slaughter comes out with it for the Tigers. There's a good drive down low and good finish There's some size. Cordon 6'4", Coach, 210. Pretty good size. You talking about they don't have any size? Who's you comparing them to?
Well, I'm looking at bigger rosters, I guess. 6'4" is not that big now. Does
it? Yeah. It looks real big against us, and there's a shot by Braxton Young.
Yeah, you're right, since we don't have anybody over 6 feet.
There's an open three-point look. Does not go. Rebound goes to Burton. Burton's putback is no good, but he's fouled. Right now, Coach, not only are we getting outside, we're getting out-hustled, to be honest with you, on the boards.
Yeah, that, I think they just signaled that foul on Glenn again, giving him two.
That'd be two quick ones there with 5:45 to go. And another rain bringer, but Christian Burton finds the bottom of the net. 5-1 the lead here for the Tigers. Somebody told him to put Arch on the ball, didn't
he? No question. It went higher than the backboard.
There's a pass. Braxton Young with an open look decided not to take it with no rebounders back. Gibbons, a reset things here. 5:30 to go. Ball's trail 5-1. Cherry, open three-pointer. Cherry drains it. Big shot. 5-4 now, lead down to one. They get the ball into Christian Burton. Burton guarded by Zion Ewell. There's the ball tipped away, almost stolen away. They get it down low. It is stolen away by Kevin Cherry. We got numbers. Cherry on the run. And they're going to count the basket. It's going to be a foul on number two, and the ball take the lead. Kevin Cherry finishes. Julian Dunson gets called for the foul.
Cherry carried that one all the way to the goal, laid it in, and now looking for the and one.
Balls have their first lead of the afternoon. Free throw, no good. Fight for the rebound. Gibbons comes out with it, tips it out to Cherry. Cherry's jumper does not go. Put back by Gibbons is good. Volunteers up by 3, 8-5.
Right now, Hanley struggling against the defense. Of course, the ball's playing man.
They get it down to Slaughter. Slaughter back over to Christian Tucker. Tucker guarded by Zion Ewell. There's a drive down the baseline by number 4, Elijah Stegall. They're going to call a foul.
Yeah, Stegall's going to draw that foul.
He's calling on Kevin Cherry and said he got him with a body, and they was 3 feet between them.
I don't know if he got him with a body or not.
That's what he signaled to Josh. You could argue if he said he got him on the hand, but when he makes the first. He makes them both. Lead down to one for the Volunteers. 8-7. Gibbons over to Cherry. Cherry over to Braxton Young. Braxton back to Soap Gibbons. Soap drives the basket. Shot no good. Put back there by Whetstone. No good, but fouled there on the shot. I think it. Let's see if they're going to call this on the shot. They are. That's on number 5, Christian Tucker. Soap Gibbons will go to the line shooting two, looking to add to this 1-point lead.
We had two good putbacks at that basket there and couldn't convert either one.
Gibbons' free throw missed badly. Calvin Simmons comes in for Kevin Cherry. Misses it, but gets his own rebound. Comes across here. That's Taylor Boyd. That three-pointer don't go. Good look, but does not fall. And Hanley with a rebound. That's number 5, Christian Tucker. Tucker guarded by Damari Whetstone in the man-to-man defense. There's a steal by Zai Newell on a pass. Zai lays it up and in.
Zai read that pass perfectly and broke right into the passing lane.
And there's going to be a timeout by the Hanley bench as they take this timeout. We're going to take it with them. Not sure how long it's going to be yet, but they haven't seen it. It's going to be a 30, so we'll take a 30 with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Welcome you back here to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Hanley inbound in the basketball. Balls lead 10-7 over the Hanley Tigers here in Roanoke, Alabama. We got an early tip today. The B team got a big victory. Girls fail to Hanley. Now the Volunteer boys in this first period lead. And there is a finally, a foul is called. It's like we're going to have a lot of whistles, Coach.
Well, the Volunteers did a good job right time defensively. Hanley did a better job working the ball around, finally getting it to the block and drawing the foul.
I think they called it on Soap Gibbons.
Yeah, it was on number four, Taylor Boyd.
Oh, they called it on number four?
Yeah.
Taylor Boyd on number four. Elijah Stegall makes the first.
Stegall 3-for-3 now at the line in this game.
3:15 to go, opening quarter. Volunteers lead 10-8. Misses the second. I'm glad you mentioned that, Coach. Seems
well,
to work that way.
It happens
almost every time. Gibbons kicks it out there to Taylor Boyd. Zion Newell. Looks down low there to Whetstone. Whetstone drives, shot won't go. Rebounds, Kevin Simmons, his putback won't go. That's where you probably want to see Simmons not doing a fall away. And there's a layup, and then we're tied up. Simmons tried to do a fall away. He's tall and jumps enough, just go straight up.
Yeah, he needs to use more power.
Taylor Boyd's runner, no good. There's Simmons put back.
It looked like he drew a foul, but they didn't call it.
He's knocked under the basket. There's a steal on the other end by Soap Gibbons. We got numbers. Gibbons.
This game is getting physical.
And finally they're going to call a foul. He's getting bumped around. That foul is going to go on number 20, Cordon Patterson. That'll send Taylor Boyd to the line shooting two. He misses the first. Free throws could make a big difference in this game. Any game, but really this closely contested game. That one's way short. But he gets his own rebound. It was so bad, it was hard to rebound. There's a put back, and it's good. Or a drive to the basket, and the basket is good, and he's fouled. Damari Whetstone, Volunteers back on top, 12-10. Whetstone with a chance to add one more to it.
Nice little spin move by Whetstone underneath after that rebound to get that shot off.
Whetstone misses the free throw. Right now we're really struggling from a free throw line. 2 minutes to go, open quarter. Volunteers lead 12-10. There's a drive to the basket. And looks like we took a charge and there's no call. Tied up at 12. So given for the basketball up to Taylor Boyd. Boyd over to Zion Newell. Back to Soap. Soap looks down low to Boyd. Taylor Boyd, that is. Out to Simmons. Will kick it back out and restart.
Volunteers being real patient right here on this particular set.
1:20 to go. Opening quarter. Tied up at 12 here. from Roanoke, Alabama. Back up to Gibbons. Gibbons ball fakes, drives to the basket. Runner up, no good. Rebound goes to the Hanley Tigers. That's Stegall. Stegall. That's Davion Slaughter is fouled.
Stegall looks like he's really become an offensive threat here.
Slaughter with good size, too, at 6'2". .103 to go here. He misses the first. Braxton Young's going to come in for Soak Gibbons. Slaughter looking to put the Tigers on top of the Volunteers there. .103 to go opening court with his second free throw. He misses it. Rebound, Whetstone. Two big misses there. Volunteers stay tied up and have the basketball. Taylor Boyd over to Braxton Young. Young guarded by number 12. That's Kelvin Rowland. There's a runner up. No good. Loose ball. Braxton Young will run it down. Young, good head fake. Good shot. Good move there by Braxton Young to retake the lead, 14-12. He got number 12, Kevin Rowland, in the air and laid it up and in.
Yeah, that little pump got him up and then created the shot for him.
24 seconds left here in the first. That's Christian Tucker with the basketball. He's guarded by the Damian Boyd. There's a loose ball stolen away. 7 seconds.
Oh, we're not aware of the time. No.
No. Evidently, we had no clue how much time it was as we get the steal there and kind of slow things down. But the Volunteers will take a lead into the second, 14-12 here from Roanoke, Alabama. We'll take a break right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back, Coach. You got a little stats there for us in the first quarter.
Well, Rusty, right now the smaller Clay County team's out rebounding that tall Hanley team, 11-7, and we've turned them over six times to only two for us.
And Kevin Cherry drains a three-pointer, balls up 17. That's two big three-pointers by Kevin Cherry here. Hanley with a basketball. Drives, kicks it back out. That's number 30, Ladarius Tucker with the basketball. Tucker kicks it out there to Slaughter. Slaughter gives it back to 20. He gets his own rebound. Putback is good. There's two rebounds. Cordon Patterson. That's the 6'4 young man taking advantage of that height there. Ball's lead back down to three. Gibbons with the basketball. Gibbons over to Cherry. Cherry, jumper. Fight for the rebound, no good. Ball's tipped out of bounds by the Hanley Tigers. Stegall entering the game again for Slaughter.
Stegall with 7 points in that first quarter for Hanley.
Cherry with the basketball. Over to Glenn playing with two fouls. There's an open three-point look there by Gibbons. Will not go.
Well, that was the set inbound play that we had for Gibbons. He inbounded it and then got a screen on the baseline, ended up with a shot.
There's a runner-up, no good. Rebound goes Christian Tucker. Fight for that rebound. And finally, Gibbons comes out with it.
Yeah, we're holding our own with the boards right now. Actually leading in the rebounds.
6:23 to go here in the first half. Balls lead 17-14 over the Hanley Tigers. Here from Roanoke, Alabama on Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Taylor, joined by Coach Jerry Williams, Coach Chris Herr, and there's a tie-up. And the possession area, I do believe, is in favor of the Hanley Tigers. Right now, I don't even think we realize what's going on here. Is it? Balls lead 17-14 here over the Hanley Tigers. 6:11 left in the first half.
Volunteer still in a full court man.
Dunson gets it inbounded to number 20, Cordon Patterson. Patterson looks to drive, and he goes all the way to the basket but cannot finish. Gibbons with a rebound. Gibbons getting a lot of rebounds here for the Volunteers. Gibbons drives, kicks out to Caden Glenn. Open three-point shot. Does not go. Rebound, Patterson. There's a drive to the basket. And I can't believe they're.
That's going to be a late foul call.
And he was all out of control. They're going to call Kevin Cherry for that. But you got to realize Stegall was spinning and out of control and kind of got bailed out there a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
He shot the basketball up under the basket, into the basket.
Would that have counted had it come back down through it?
I don't believe it does, Coach. He makes the first.
It did one time. Oh, at Mella Valley and Bev Gray.
Uh-oh.
It counted, and it ended up in a rhubarb.
I can imagine. You've said enough.
About half years ago.
Was that the county tournament by chance?
No, I think it was a regular season game.
Second free throw.
But it actually happened.
Gibbons. Gibbons all the way to the basket. Looks like he's fouled, but no call.
And the ball rolled off the rim.
And they throw it away.
Tough break there for Deshaun.
He got bumped really hard there with the body. He just plays on, Coach. I like the way he plays the game. Never really showing any emotion.
Well, I mean, that's all you can do. Don't let it affect the next play.
Taylor Boyd with an open three-point look from the top of the key, and he drains it. Taylor's probably the best shooter on the team consistently.
And, when you leave him open like that where he can set his feet, he's even more dangerous.
There's a ball almost stolen away there, but regained by Patterson. Patterson shot blocked there by Whetstone.
What a great move for him to get to the goal, though, to get that shot.
Well, now we're having trouble matching up with Patterson. Patterson with a basketball over to Stegall.
Yeah, we've got Whetstone doing his best to check him.
There's Stegall's drive to the basket. Rebound, Taylor Boyd. And he's stolen away there by Stegall.
And he draws another foul.
We just keep sending him to the line. That foul's going to go on number 5 for the Volunteers, Damari Whetstone. Stegall will go to the line shooting two.
This will be his 7th and 8th free throw attempts.
First free throw's up and good. Cutting that lead down to 4, 20-16. That 5-point lead was largest of the afternoon for the Volunteers. 4:30 to go, first half. Stegall's second is good as well. Lead down, back down to 3, 20-17. Volunteers beat the press and reset here on offense. Gibbons over to Newell. Newell back to Gibbons. Gibbons with a good head fake. He'll fire up the three-pointer. Shot's no good. Not really a good shot there.
No, he forced that one over a defender.
There's a steal by LaDamian Boyd. Boyd lays it up and in.
LaDamian reading that pass from the outside.
Showing his speed. The Vols lead 22-17. There's a shot. Ball's loose, comes down. That's Stegall with it. Quick shot there. Rebounded by Soap Gibbons again. Gibbons getting a lot of rebounds.
You're right.
He just reads the ball so good. There's a runner, and it won't go. About 8 feet, and that one don't go. Open shot. Right now, Gibbons is like lid on the basket for Gibbons. He's taking some good shots and some bad ones, Coach, but for the most part, good ones. Balls lead by 5, 22-17. 3 minutes to go, first half. Handed with a basketball. Drive to the basket, and that is a foul for sure. Zion Ewell pushed him in the chest.
Well, we're getting most of our fouls when they go to the basket. And it's our man Stegall back there for two more.
He's getting his workout from a free throw line. But he consistently drives to the basket. You got to give him credit. He makes the first. Lead down to four, 22-18. 2:54 to go here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We're in the first half of the boys' game. Girls fail in a close one earlier, and he makes them both. Here in Roanoke, Alabama, as the Vols have traveled to take on the Hanley Tigers.
Stegall, 8 out of 10 from the free throw line.
Ball lead back down to three again. Thrown up here. Zion Ewell with the basketball. And Coach Giddens is going to call a timeout as they had Zion Ewell tied up here. And Coach Giddens is going to bail him out with 2:44. Let's take a break. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Come back here, Volunteers with the basketball. Gibbons over in the corner. They tipped the ball away.
Well, what happened? Soap had the ball. He gave up his dribble. It was knocked out of his hand, and then he dribbled again, and they called double dribble.
Yeah, and Gibbons had a lay-in.
It took 2 points away from us.
Again, they missed that, and it's clearly out. As Newell was in there and slapped it off of Stegall's leg.
It's a quick game.
Yeah. You can't take a break as an official at all. You better not blink. There's a runner, no good. Rebound. Again, so Gibbons. Gibbons getting
He's definitely the leading rebounder.
Taylor Boyd open for the three. That shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. And coming down with it is Calvin Simmons. His shot blocked, but he's fouled.
Yeah, good strong put back there by Calvin. He'll get to the line. And I didn't get who that foul was on.
I think it was on 20, but I'm not sure. Cordon Patterson. He misses the first.
Patterson comes out limping a little.
Simmons makes the second. Extending the lead back up to 4, 23-19. If you're just now joining us, we want to tell you we're going to be covering a lot of basketball over the next month. We're covering all area games. We'll be announcing but pretty much every Tuesday and every, there's a layup and in, every Tuesday and every Friday, and then a few other games mixed in, we'll be covering volunteer basketball right here on Classic Country 90.9. So Gibbons with a basketball, lead down the two. There's going to be a foul by number 5, Christian Tucker. Ball's inbounded across the way. Zion Ewell gets it in here to Soap Gibbons. 1:15 to go here in the first half. Ball's lead by 2. They get it to Zion Ewell. Back out to Calvin Simmons. Boyd, Zion Ewell, and he loses it. Drive to the basket, and again a rebound there by Gibbons.
And he's fouled in the backcourt.
Coach Gibbons not happy. I don't blame him. I mean, it's getting pretty physical down there, and nothing's been being called. He felt like he was fouled about 3 times before they ever called it.
Well, right now we've got to go against the full court press.
Less than a minute to go here in the first half. Volunteers looking to add to or hold this lead at 22-21. Crossover to Newell. Newell's drive, and he lost the basketball. Two turnovers by Newell. Just
two consecutive trips he's turned it over right now. Too big of a hurry. Hanley now can go for the last shot if they choose to do so.
Ball's lead by 2. Hanley can tie or take the lead here with this possession. Over to Rowland. Rowland's pass. Taylor Boyd gets a steal up to Newell.
Tried to do a give and go from the wing, and it didn't work.
Over to Taylor Boyd. Boyd thought about the 3, gives it to Zion Newell. Good look down a trending, and he is fine. They had a hold of his arm. He couldn't even extend his arm.
And they're going to get Taylor Boyd now on the other end.
With 2 seconds left. Oh, my goodness.
Burton goes to the line here for 2.
There was no hands on the ball, and Trending couldn't get his hands above chest high. Burton brings the rain and drops it in the net. 2.3 seconds, and we're at a 1-point game here.
Nice looking shot Burton has.
That's his consistent.
He's not going to hit the front of the rim, I wouldn't think.
If he does, it's going to be on the top of the front, isn't it? And he drains them both, and we're tied up with 2 seconds to go in the first half. And he hits the net. And gives them a shot there, and that closes it out. Tied up, 23-all here. Hanley with a little run there to finish the first half. We'll take a break, total up some stats Coach Herring's got and Coach Weems has got, and come back here and let you know and get prepared for the second half right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lionville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
You all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lionville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
At Piggly Wiggly, we've been bringing you top quality groceries for decades. From farm fresh produce and premium meats to your favorite snacks and everyday essentials, we've got everything you need and more. Now featuring a deli filled with fresh meats and vegetables, Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lionville is your full service grocery store. Located just off the Ashland Square and on the hill in Lionville, Piggly Wiggly is truly down home, down the street. Piggly Wiggly, proud to sponsor local radio on Radio Alabama.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network coming to you live this afternoon from the campus of Hanley High School, Roanoke, Alabama. We're at halftime of the boys' varsity basketball game. We've got a good one going on here, Coach Williams. 23-23 are visiting Clay Central Volunteers, tied up at 23-all with the Hanley Tigers. Coach Chris Heron, Coach Jerry Weems here at halftime, giving the voice of the Vols, Rusty Taylor, a chance to catch his breath. And, Coach, it's a goodie so far.
Well, it is, Coach. And, you know, we knew, as athletic as these two teams were, we knew it was going to be a very good defensive game. And that's what we're seeing. You know, good shots are coming at a premium here today in each team. After 16 minutes, only 23 points. And when you look at the scoring, the Volunteers, Kevin Cherry, is leading the way with 9 points, and he had 7 of those in the first quarter. So Kevin Cherry leading the way offensively. No one else more than 3. Taylor Boyd has 3 on a three-pointer, and then we have about 5 people with 2 points each. And then you look over at the Hanley side, Elijah Stegall has 12 points to lead them, and 8 of those 12, by the way, have come at the free throw line. He shot 12 free throws and made 10 of them. So a good first half there for Stegall offensively. And then Naquavian Slaughter with 6 points for Hanley as well. But as we mentioned, it's been very hard to get good shots. And anytime somebody goes to the basket, they're ending up on the free throw line. That's how Stegall has had his offensive output, is forcing his way to the basket and drawing fouls. But a very good game there defensively for both teams. I know Coach, you've got the rebounding and the turnover situation.
We do, Coach. A couple of team statistics that we're able to keep up with as throughout the course of the game. And in the turnover department, a pretty even battle. Clay Central, we've only turned the ball over six times so far through those first 16 minutes of this first half. The Hanley Tigers, they've committed nine turnovers, and that'd be a total of 15 to both teams together. A lot of that due to that defensive pressure, a lot of quickness on the floor there that you see between these two teams. Then on the board, the battle of the boards, you've got Clay Central with 18 rebounds on both ends, offensively and defensively. The Hanley Tigers with 15 rebounds, and it was mentioned early in the broadcast, Coach, the size advantage, the height advantage. Hanley in there with a couple of guys, a 6'2 guy, a 6'4 guy, but Central battling in there, especially Soap Gibbons. We don't know any individual rebounding stats, but Deshaun is doing a good job in there rebounding, playing the angles as the ball's coming off, and battling in there on the boards. Central with an 18-15 advantage rebounding is where we find ourselves, 23-23 here headed toward the second half.
And as you mentioned, Soap doing a great job battling on the defensive board, and he also has, I know he has three offensive rebounds, so he's leading the way. And, he's only, 5'11", maybe?
Right.
And battling in there against the big guys. And one thing we need to keep an eye on, Cordon Patterson, the big 6'4 guy for Hanley, he limped out.
He did.
Towards the end of the second quarter and never re-entered the game.
Went on into the dressing room a couple of minutes early.
So sure we'll see what happens. They probably taped his ankle or whatever, and we'll see him back, see if he can go. But that is something we'll look at as we start the second half. But, you just knew looking at these teams warming up and the physical attributes they have, you knew it was going to be a good defensive game, and that's what we've seen. Both teams, a good mixture of man-to-man. We haven't seen any zone on the half court yet, and both teams are utilizing some full court man-to-man pressure. And I don't expect to see any of that change here in the second half. And what we've got to do, I think the biggest key for the Volunteers here is we've got to be able to defend and not be putting them on the free throw line as much as we did in that first half.
Coach Karras, into that dressing room just a few minutes. What kind of message did Coach Josh Giddens give his team coming out here with 16 minutes to go?
I think he mentioned to them the fact, it's been a physical game. And I think he wants his team to maintain that intensity, that physicality, because the refs are going to allow a good bit of it. And so I think we need to be physical. We need to approach defensively that way. But I think, we need to be smarter defensively. We need to get some good help when they drive to the basket from the backside and keep them off the free throw line. And so I think Coach Giddens still wants them to be physical here in this second half.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network coming to you right after this break. Back second half action from the campus of Hanley High School. Our Volunteers taking on the Hanley Tigers 23-23. We head to break. When it comes back, the voice of the Vols, Rusty Taylor, he's back with second half action. Central Volunteer Basketball on Classic Country 90.9.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
We welcome you back here to Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as the Volunteers start with the basketball. Kevin Cherry over, and the ball is stolen away. Stolen back away by the Volunteers. Gibbons back over to Kevin Cherry. Cherry back over to Gibbons. Gibbons back over to Cherry. Caden Glenn back in the game, playing with those two fouls now. Over to Braxton Young. Young, head fake, back to Cherry. Open look here for Caden Glenn from the left wing. Good ball movement. Got a good shot. Just does not go.
We were patient out there, very disciplined, and ended up with a great shot. Just didn't make it.
There's a drive to the basket. Shot up. Put back. No good. Third put back. Three rebounds right there for
the... Well, can't let nobody to blame but themselves on that one.
And then we're going... Throw it away on the other end, and the Tigers back on the run. That's Stegall on his layup and in, and the Tigers lead. First lead in a long time here for the Tigers early in the second half. Gibbons with the basketball. Cross course over to Young. Young, again, open look here for Caden Glenn. He drains this one, and the Volunteers back on top by one, 26-25.
Yeah, I think Caden needed that one. That'll help him confidence-wise.
Oh, left-hander. I didn't realize he was a – I did remember that, but I'd forgotten it. Oh, southpaw there knocking it down. We got a couple of those.
Yo, Cherry's left-handed.
Patterson. There's a steal by Cherry, and he lost it, though. There's a ball taken away by LaDamian Boyd from behind on a drive to the basket. Cherry sidesteps a man.
Yeah. Tough break for Kevin Cherry there. Had a very good shot going to the basket. Hanley gets the rebound, steps out of bounds. Now we'll run an inbound play. And I'm thinking that the ball's going to end up with Soap eventually on this play.
You get the feeling that you want Soap to hit him a shot to kind of to get him in. There's an inbound play right to LaDamian Boyd for the lay-in. That's good enough. 28-25, ball's back up by three. Ball's inbound there to Cordon Patterson. Patterson back to Stegall. Over to Burton. Burton to bring it up across half court. There's a drive to the basket by number two, and it does not go, but
LaDamian Boyd on the floor.
Dunson doesn't drive to the basket. He'll go to the line shooting two, and Boyd kind of took a lick there.
I'm assuming that foul was on Soap.
I thought it was on. It's on number three. The Damian Boyd. Shooting two. Jaqueline Dunson misses the first. Tucker into the game. Christian Tucker goes in.
Whetstone replaces.
And number 20.
Boyd.
Cordon Patterson comes out. Dunson misses them both. Fight for the rebound. Coming out of there is in a tip in by number one. Slaughter.
Slaughter bailed him out on that one because he missed the free throws. I'm telling you, this is physical.
The ball stolen away on the other end by the Hanley Tigers. Hanley with a chance to regain the lead here, trailing the Volunteers by one. That's Tucker guarded by Cherry. Almost getting a closely guarded call. Going to cause a timeout here. 30-second timeout. Let's stick right here, Coach. I'm freshened up. You know, I didn't. I got a break during the half, Coach.
You just took a halftime off.
Coach Herring. Well, that's the first time I'd been able to take a break. So.
I'm going
to
take the fourth quarter.
I appreciate
Coach. You deserve the break.
I appreciate Coach Herring coming in. And I'm sure y'all done an excellent job. I was unable to hear any. Even though I was sitting right next to you, it's so loud in here.
You would have been proud.
I know. Hey, he had the hammer back.
It was like pinch hitting and hitting a grand slam.
Oh, that's what he's known for. What's that new hitter they're talking about having? You think he would be?
Yeah, what do you call that? The golden?
The golden. Yeah, that's him.
The golden rule or something like that.
Put him in anytime he's ready to go. You want to give him an extra hit there when you can. Handley with the basketball. Trailing the balls by one, 28-27. Hey, there's a lot of quick pressure on the court right now for both teams.
Yes, sir.
There's an open three-point look. Rims out for the Tigers, but they get the rebound. And put back, Christian Burton gives the Handley Tigers a lot now. To start the second half, I get the feeling that the Tigers are out rebounding the balls pretty heavily. And there's a steal.
Well, we led the first half, but I think they taking over this half.
There's a runner in Whetstone on the rebound. He goes to take the pass. It's tipped, but Young will come back and get it. 4:15 to go here in the third. One-point game, 29-28. Whetstone with a basketball. Open look for Caden Glenn. That one's no good. He rushed that one a little. Cherry with a basketball. And that's going to be a foul on the floor. Literally a foul on the floor.
Yeah, he was laying on the floor when he fouled, reaching for the ball.
It's 8-4 on the rebounds, Coach Herring let us know. 8-4 Handley right now. And that's the difference in the game. That's the reason they've been able to come back. The ball's deflected out of bounds with 4 minutes to go here. Ball's trailing by one, 29-28. Gibbons open three-point look, and he drains it. He needed that one, Coach, and it's a big one at a big time.
Well, that was the inbound play with a down screen from him on the backside, and it got him a good look.
And the ball's lead by two, 31-29. There's another steal deflected, and Braxton Young comes out with it. What we're not getting in rebounds, we may be making up in the steal category right now. Caden Glenn with the basketball back over to Gibbons. Ball with a two-point lead and the basketball, 31-29. Gibbons over to Young. Young thought about the three, decided better of it, kicks it back out, and we'll reset. Gibbons. Between the circles, back out to Cherry. Cherry fires up the three. Little quick shot, does it go front rim?
Braxton Young with a steal in the backcourt, and he double dribbled. He did it. He made a good steal as he was trying to reverse. He put both hands on the ball. Subs come in now for both teams. Zion Ewell checks in. Calvin Simmons.
And Taylor Boyd for the balls. Whetstone also in with Soap Gibbons. Handed with a basketball. That's Tucker. Tucker brings it up, guarded by Zion Ewell. Over to number 12, Kevin Rowland. Rowland drives down, drug his foot, and he did travel.
Not a whole lot of turnovers going on here, but that was one. This third quarter's really getting away time-wise.
Gibbons with the basketball. Over to Boyd. Boyd over to Newell. Newell, runner. Good. Good shot right there by Zion Newell.
Got into the lane and got the little runner off.
33-29, ball's up by four. Jaqueline Dunson brings it up court. Over to Christian Tucker. Tucker's guarded by Gibbons. Tucker drives to the basket. That was a little too easy.
Yeah, we let him get a good driving lane there, no opposition at all.
Right now the pressure in the backcourt is giving us problems, but we've got numbers and we'll take advantage of it. Taylor Boyd gets an open look, but couldn't handle the pass cleanly. Good, wisely decides not to shoot it, but then turns it over on the pass. Handed with an open look for Rowland, and it does not go.
Whetstone clears. Volunteers need to take advantage of some of these possessions.
Taylor Boyd with a wide open three-point look, and that one will not go, but you can't get a better look than that.
No.
And that's one of them we won't take in that shot, too, so you're just not going to make them all. We would have loved to have made that one, though, wouldn't we? Ball's lead by two, 33-31. Over in the corner, that shot doesn't go. Rebound. It's Calvin Simmons. Over to Newell. Newell looks down low to Gibbons. Gibbons, floater up and good. Back on top by four. 35-31, 39 seconds to go in the third here from Roanoke, Alabama. The Balls take on the Hanley Tigers. Slaughter runs to the basket and misses, but the putback is good there by number four, Stegall.
Stegall been relatively quiet here in the third quarter.
Balls may elect to take the line. Looks like they're going to try to take the final shot of the quarter here. Boyd, drop back, three-pointer, no good, rebound, and then Newell's going to foul on the rebound, 1.7 seconds left. Only one foul for each team here. That'll give two, I guess, for the Volunteers here in this period.
Well,
it's one reason this period went by so fast.
We mentioned that the officials were going to let them play, and you need to go ahead and be physical. That's what's happened.
As they get the inbound play there into Kelvin Rowland, give him a chance at a long three. It's no good, and that's where we'll go to the fourth. Volunteers lead by two, 35-33 here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network. You listen to Volunteer Basketball. Stick around. We'll bring you the fourth period when we come back.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
We welcome you back here as the fourth quarter. Balls lead 35-33. Coach, give us some rebounds and turnover stats.
Well, let's look at the turnovers. You know, halftime we had six, but we had six in that quarter alone. Five for Hanley. Hanley led by four on the rebound and in that third quarter.
There we get a foul. Stegall's going to go back to the lines. He's fouled by number 21 there, Trendon Glenn.
And Trendon Glenn had just checked into this game.
Now, that's a way to get in the stat column, Coach, just not the way you want to.
No, and Stegall, after going to the line 12 times in the first half, making his first trip here in the second half.
He makes the first. Cutting that lead down to one. Chance to tie it right here with his second of two free throws. 7:44 to go in the game, and we've had a good one, Coach. Tied at the half. Ball, two-point lead after three, and here we are, a one at 7:44. He made them both, and we're tied up. John Mule with a basketball and throws it away.
Tried to throw that one cross court, which is something you don't really, it's not recommended doing against pressure. It's throwing it across the court. You need to throw it vertically rather than horizontally.
Another turnover for the Volunteers. They get the ball down to Patterson. Patterson, good spin move. And I think we could have took a charge there, but we reached in at the last minute.
Yeah. Patterson has not played a lot this half. Chance for Hanley to operate with a inbound underneath play here.
And they throw it right to Braxton Young. And Braxton throws it away on the other end.
We exchange turnovers right there.
And a missed dunk by Patterson. Put back no good. Block put back. Another rebound. Another block put back. And the ball finally retained possession. That's Caden Glenn.
They just had three offensive rebounds on that one possession.
The good thing is they didn't score off of them. There's Trendon Glenn as he gets the ball stripped away as he goes up. There's a pass over to Patterson. Patterson over to Rowland. Three-pointer, good. Kelvin Rowland drains a three, and that's a three-point lead. Coach Giddens is going to call a full timeout. As he takes this timeout, as Hanley takes the lead, we'll take it with him. 6:47, Hanley leads 38-35.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes offers energy-efficient homes built by Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier with options ranging from 3 to 5 bedrooms, including tiny homes. All homes come with brand-new name-brand appliances, air and heat pump installation, and a 1-year warranty. Atkinson Homes has received best customer service and top-notch dealer awards from the Alabama Manufactured Housing Commission. Financing options include home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home packages. Delivery, setup, and trim out are completed to code. Atkinson Homes is located in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank, online at atkinsonhomes.net.
We welcome you back, Volunteers. The most they've trailed since early in the game here, and they're trailing by 3 after the 3-point made by Hanley. And now we're going to throw it away again, but Zion Newell saves the day there, drives to the basket and shoots it up through the bottom. Put back no good by Whetstone. And we're going to get a travel. The pressure's going to Christian Tucker's going to travel.
Well, Zion Newell missed a layup in there, and then Whetstone rebounded and shot an air ball. So the Volunteers, with that turnover, are getting another chance right here. And here comes that inbound play again to Gibbons.
And his three-pointer's no good. Rebound to the Tigers. Tigers over to Rowland in the corner. Rowland, ball stolen away. There's a foul by Rowland from behind. Things getting a little tensed up here, Coach. 6:09 to go. Ball.
Well, the intensity is picking up, and the Hanley crowd is starting to get involved a little bit more as well.
But we will mention there's a very good Central crowd here as well.
Very good.
For away games. See if they can get involved. Right now they need something to get them pepped up about. And that's not it. We turn it over.
Cherry turned it over, trying to get it inside.
There looked like a travel, but... Patterson over to Rowland. Rowland, and that ball is thrown away. Probably should have been handled, though, by Jaqueline Dunson across the road.
Hanley bench trying to get Rowland to take the open shot. So he had one there and gave it up.
Balls with the basketball, trailing by 3, 38-35. Gibbons. Now over to Glenn.
Hanley playing a zone now. That's going to change our strategy a little bit.
Newell over to Gibbons. Gibbons drives to the baseline, has the ball stripped away. That's got to be, you would think that had to be something.
This is almost like football here. You think the officials are wanting to hurry and leave? They want that clock to
the ball going. Deflected out of bounds, last touch by a ball, 5-11.
It really wouldn't be a bad idea if some of them did leave.
They get it inbounds to Patterson. Patterson shot up, no good. Parsley blocked. There's a foul. That foul's on number two, Jaqueline Dunson. The heat of the battle starting to catch up with a few of them. He was just frustrated he didn't get the rebounds, what it looked like.
Hanley dropped out of their full court defense temporarily. I think fatigue may be taking over for some people.
So Gibbons with an open three-pointer. He drains it. We're knotted back up at 38.
That was a shot that the Volunteers desperately needed.
4:45 to go. We've got a good one. We've had a good one from the start.
Two very evenly matched squads here.
For sure. Tucker with a basketball, guarded by Zion Newell. Over to Jaqueline Dunson. Dunson looks to drive, and it's almost taken away by Cherry.
Cherry came circling around from behind and almost had that one, but it went out of bounds.
Cherry's speed. He turned it up from behind and run him down and just couldn't. It went out of bounds before he could gather it up. Tucker with a basketball. Over to Stegman. Back over to Slaughter in the corner. Slaughter gets it down to Patterson.
He won't. They got him.
And Whetstone doing a good job of holding his ground there, not letting Stegall move against him. Kind of like hitting a brick wall, you know.
Yeah.
And he's got that right. As long as he keeps his hands off of him.
Well, here come the Vols with a chance to take the lead right here.
4:05 to go.
Zone defense against Hanley. We need to be patient. Under 4 minutes in the game.
Taylor Boyd in the game for the Volunteers. Open look there for Soap. Soap got a good look.
Soap was feeling it, but he couldn't get that one to go.
3:45 to go in the game, tied up at 38. Tigers with the basketball. Over to Slaughter. Slaughter guarded man-to-man by Taylor Boyd.
Stegall is the guy that we don't want touching the ball.
They get it over to Tucker. Back to Stegall. Stegall back over to Christian Tucker. Cordon Patterson with the basketball. Open look, number two, and he drains it. Jaqueline Dunson got an open three, and he nails it.
Yeah, we left him open over there on that wing.
2:57 to go. That's a big made three-pointer for the Tigers. Gibbons thought about the three-pointer on the inside out, decided better of it. Drive to the basket by Newell, and that's a good drive, and it's up and in. We're back down to a one-point lead, and Coach Josh Giddens going to call a 30-second timeout. Let's take it with him. Ball's trailed by one, 41-40, 2:42 here. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find a plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back, and things is getting loud on both sides here. It's a one-point game with 2:42 to go. Ball's trail 41-40.
I wonder if Coach Josh Giddens has something up his sleeve here defensively, taking that timeout there with a defensive stand coming up. We could be going to a trap, trying to force things, maybe force them into a bad pass.
So we're going back up right now into a half-court defensive set.
I'm thinking when they enter into the front court that on the second pass, maybe we're going to trap. We'll see.
They get it to Slaughter. And now Slaughter. Dunson wanting to pull one. He's feeling it, you can tell. After he made his last three. Patterson looks down low in a wide open look.
Good job by Hanley right there.
Hanley makes the basket, goes up by three, and they're going to take a full timeout to set up defensively themselves. Let's take a break. Take our breath here. Get our breath with 2:15 to go. Balls trail by three, 43-40 right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road.
Honey's
Highway
home.
9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
We come back, volunteers with a basketball. Glenn over to Gibbons. 2:13 to go here. Get it down. Whetstone kicks it back out there to Gibbons. Gibbons' three-pointer won't go. Fight for the rebound. Zion Newell comes out with it. His runner is good. Lead back down to one. Newell making a couple of big baskets here.
Well, we've got to get a stop defensively here now. We've had trouble. They keep getting the ball into the paint and scoring on us.
And Stegall guarded by Soap Gibbons. 1:43 to go. Tigers with a one-point lead.
Hanley's going to be patient until they catch somebody out of position defensively.
Gibbons poked the ball out of bounds, and they'll be inbound at Will Hanley. They get it. Inbound, that's Christian Tucker, guarded by Kevin Cherry. Both teams with a few fouls to give. They get it to Patterson. Stegall with the basketball. Right now, we're going to have to get out and close out on them, or they're just going to run the clock out. One 11 balls trail by one. Hanley inbound in the basketball. That's the score table. They get it into Dunson. They're not planning on taking a shot, so we're going to have to do something about that. And now with 59 seconds, the Hanley coaching staff are going to call a timeout. I think he's taking a full. He's taking a full timeout. As he takes this full, we'll take one with him. Right here, ball's trail by one. Hanley will be inbounding the basketball when we come back.
Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network relies on the sponsorship of our listeners and local businesses. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lionville is one of those valuable sponsors. Experts say that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and Sassy's is ready. Sassy's has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuit, and you can also add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lionville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here to a one-point game. 59 seconds left. Hanley inbound in the basketball with the lead in their own side of the court right here at the scores table.
Well, it actually should have been a foul. Should have been a foul on Kevin Cherry for pushing, but the ball went off of him, the Hanley player. But anyway, Hanley with the ball back.
And they're looking to throw it all the way in the backcourt. He traveled. He traveled. And there's a turnover. Now the ball's no rush, trailing by one. The balls will get the, have an inbounds play on their own baseline.
Let's see what we run. We've got a play, I'm sure. We're looking to those inside guys.
We better throw it. Cherry from the elbow drains the two-pointer, and the balls are on top. Right from the elbow, Cherry pulls up. We'll stick right here. He's taking a full, coach. We've taken enough. But a big shot right there from Kevin Cherry from the left elbow.
Yeah, we were trying to operate something. We were going to go inside to one of our two guys on the block. That didn't work out, but Cherry ended up with a jump shot over there on the offside wing. And now, defensively, we need to stay man-to-man right here and keep Stiegel from driving to the goal. And my guess is they're either going to do something with Stiegel or they're going to try to go inside with Patterson and see what he can do.
Keep in mind, if we foul on the floor, we've got a couple to give. So.
Well, according to what I've got, I've only got us one team foul. But
the scoreboard's got two.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but we can break down a play by taking a foul here. You know, they start a play, we fail, it makes them have to start all over. We'll see how Coach Giddens plays it right here. They'll have to throw it in on the end and come all the way. That'll take some of the time. But
still a lot of time left here, 49.7 seconds left. But the Vols do lead by one, 44-43. And this has been a good basketball game from start. It looks like it's going to be to finish. Stiegel with the basketball.
And we're showing straight man right here.
Right now, Munson with a basketball. Almost a steal. Cherry don't get it. And they're going to call a foul there as he goes to the basket. That's going to send number one, DeQuavion Slaughter, to the line. Cherry went. That's one thing, Coach. When you go for the steal, you give him a driving lane. We got down closed on him good, but.
Yeah, but Whetstone eventually picked up the foul right there.
I think Slaughter's like 0 for 2 from the free throw line.
0 for 2 in this game. That was early in the game when he missed those.
And that one will miss bad.
You can tell he's not real comfortable being there at the foul line. Now, it's very important that we get good blockouts underneath right here.
Slaughter. Chance to tie the game here. 33 seconds to go. And that one's short. Gibbons with the rebound. We go the length of the court, and then we're going to be fouled. I think we probably should have took that layup. Should have passed it off to Glenn.
Well, we had the opportunity, but you got to figure this.
Well, if he passes it, at least takes 5 more seconds off the clock.
Even if he hits it, makes the shot, it's still just a 3-point lead.
You're right. Volunteers running clock down to 15 seconds. Gibbons is going to be fouled here with 17 seconds. Balls with a one-point lead, 44-43.
Four team fouls now on Hanley.
Now we almost need to see who do we want at the free throw line. I know who I want. And that's who they're going to send.
Quick foul right there on Burton.
Burton fouls Soap Gibbons. That's going to put Gibbons to the line, shooting two. 1 point lead, 16 seconds to go here. Big free throws here for Soap. He makes the first.
This one becomes the big one right here.
16.1 seconds, Vols lead by two.
You don't want to be two behind and give them a chance to win it with a three.
If he makes it, I'm sure Coach Giddens will call the timeout. He missed it. But Cherry got the rebound.
It bounced way out, and Cherry was able to corral it.
And that's going to put Zy Newell at the line shooting two. Zy ended up, good job by Cherry tipping it out. Zy Newell goes and gets a loose ball, and he's fouled with 13 seconds to go. See if Zy can knock these down. And he misses the first.
Well, again, this becomes a big free throw right here.
He misses a fight for the rebound. And 11 seconds, they get the rebound, and they're going to call a timeout.
Well, the Volunteers certainly had a chance to close this out right there.
He didn't have a timeout. He didn't call a timeout. Now he's going to take it.
Gibbons missed a free throw, and then Newell missed two. So we're giving them a chance here to either tie or win this game.
Remember, we've got one foul to give, at least. That could come into play here. 11.4 seconds. Ball's lead 45-43.
Well, Hanley can, they can do a lot of different things here because they're only two behind, so they don't have to have a three-point shot. They're going to take the best shot that becomes available, the quickest shot that becomes available to them.
As you hear the crowd getting involved, cheerleaders getting involved, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is high school basketball at its best. Right?
You certainly don't want to foul right here. Particularly if somebody's out beyond the three-point line taking a shot, you cannot afford to foul.
They've got to go the full length. They still got an inbound down on the baseline. Keep in mind, they've got number 12, Kelvin Rowland, their three-point shooter in the game. They get it to Stegall. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. The ball's loose and we've stolen it. And we're going to win. We're going to throw it away. That's a big win.
Well, Stegall made every effort to get a shot off, but he just couldn't do it.
Well, right, what a finish at the end. A couple of defenders poked the ball away. And the Vols end up again with a big close victory. What a great game. Well played by both teams. Fought hard. And you can hear the crowd. That may be all they can hear. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll recap this game. A big win here for the Volunteer boys from Roanoke, Alabama, as the Volunteers get a big win over Hanley.
As you travel throughout the area, there's a good chance you'll get behind a car, truck, or SUV that has a Hill Auto Sales sticker on the back. For more than 10 years, Hill Auto Sales has been providing the people of this area with a great selection of all makes and models. Hill Auto Sales offers personal service with guys that have years of experience working with the people in our community. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lineville, and they're open Monday through Friday. The website is buyfromhill.com, and the phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
You
all know that Matthews Meat Market has locally raised beef, pork, and chicken. But what else do they offer? How about Schoolhouse Pizza, chicken fingers, and buffalo wings as well? Turnovers and cheesecake. Matthews also has frozen biscuits and Sister Schubert rolls. Matthews Meat Market is more than a butcher shop, located on Highway 49, just north of Lineville. Matthews Meat Market is open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 5. They're closed on Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market is proud to be a part of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 as the Volunteer Boys get a big victory over the Hanley Tigers here in Roanoke, Alabama, 45-43. Coach Weems, I know you and Coach Herring's been working to get up some stats, and you've got some, not a high scoring, but a well-played physical game that was back and forth throughout, and it came right down to it. Volunteers get a steal in the paint under the Hanley basket and end the opportunity for the tie right there as time expired.
Well, Hanley put the ball in the hands of their best offensive player, Elijah Stegall, and tried to get him to go to the basket. And he almost had a shot. He did a drop step move, and it was knocked out of his hand at the last moment to keep him from getting a shot off. But, you know, he was certainly a good player out there today, Stegall, and led all scorers in this game with 16 points. But, you know, it all goes back. We mentioned an inbounds play down there when we had it underneath, and the play broke down, and we had to improvise. And you remember Kevin Cherry had the little jumper off the elbow there. That ended up being the play of the game.
We took the lead and never relinquished it. Went up 44-43, and I think Soap Gibbons added a free throw. And we only hit one of four of our last, so right, we had a chance to put it away.
We missed three there late that could have really cost us. But you remember we went to the fourth quarter with a two-point lead. It was 35-33. Each team scored 10 points in that fourth quarter. So very evenly matched teams. Both teams, I thought, played very good defense, held good shots to a premium. And, you know, Hanley got to the free throw line probably a little bit more than we did, but a very good, evenly matched, two evenly matched teams here, and the Volunteers were able to pull it out in the end. And, you know, these are the kind of games that will help you against the better teams that you play down the stretch. And we're certainly about to enter that stretch run here now with the area play beginning Tuesday night.
Well, Coach, go over some stats there with our scores and what we've done.
Well, when you look at Clay Central, we had two guys in double figures. Kevin Cherry, Deshaun Gibbons, each had 11 points. And then Zy Newell, of all people, Zy ended up with 8 points.
And a couple of big baskets late in the fourth that were really huge.
That's right. He had four of his 8 points came in that fourth quarter. And then nobody else of any note there in the scoring department, and I mentioned.
But didn't every volunteer on the book score, or did one not score?
Now, we had one guy,
Trendon Glenn.
Trendon Glenn did not score in this game. And, of course, Braxton Young had a field goal back early in the game, you'll remember. But Elijah Stegall, I was impressed with him today, 16 points. And DeKavion Slaughter had 10 points for that team right there. And then Coach Heron's going to give us some rebounding and turnover stats.
Yeah, we look at that, Coach. We had, of course, it pretty even. You know, we talked about some size advantage that Hanley seemed to have on the inside. We battled them well all day. Turnovers, kind of a scratch there. Clay Central, 18 turnovers for the course of the game. The Hanley Tigers at 19, so kind of evened out pretty good there. A little advantage for the Hanley wind up by the end of the game, with Hanley finishing the game with a 5-rebound advantage, 34 rebounds for Hanley to only 29 for Clay Central. But you, in that 4 or 5 difference rebound, that's not too bad of a rebounding disadvantage. Most of the time, if you can keep it to that, that's not too bad. But Central battling hard in there on the board, especially on the defensive end, and able to, you know, get enough rebounds, cause enough turnovers to pull out this win, 45-43. Two teams, as you guys told us throughout the whole game, a lot of quickness on that court, man. Some quick hands, some quick feet. Two very athletic teams. A fun game to watch here on this Friday afternoon.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Wings, we get ready to close this out. What do you got like to share as we get off here?
Well, you know, again, defensively, that turnover situation was kind of a push, about the same number. But, you know, the ball handling with the extreme pressure and quickness that each side brought defensively, the ball handling was not that bad over the course of the 32 minutes out here today. And, again, I say this is a key game. This game will help us as we enter area play because, you know, as you come down the stretch in these area games, there's going to be the intensity and the importance of plays on each end of the floor that's going to come into play. And now we have the experience of having done that here today on the road. And that makes it even better when you can do this on the road. But enjoyed doing this game today and looking forward to area play getting started.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of that, we'll be back on air Tuesday as we'll be traveling to Sylacauga, covering that big area game as we'll be on Tuesday and Friday. Next week with area games, we'll be updating you as we move forward. But as always, you can catch volunteer basketball and volunteer athletics right here on Classic Country 90.9 and the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.